It's KBIA 91.3 FM. The Liverpool Legends are coming to Columbia next Friday, the 13th. It will be at the Missouri Theater, and one of the people portraying the Fab Four, Marty Scott, is here. He plays George Harrison in the show. It's full of songs and kind of telling the story of the Beatles from the beginning through the end. And Marty, welcome. It's really great to talk to you.
It's great to be here.
Tell me about the Liverpool Legends coming together, because I know, for instance, that George's sister was involved in kind of putting you guys together, and that's some serious credentials for you.
Yeah, it was just a crazy thing. Like, I met her right after George Harrison passed away. About a month later, I was doing a sort of like a Beatle convention in Chicago, singing some songs, and she was the guest of honor, and she... it's pretty spiritual, and she came up to me and she thought like I was kind of brought to her or something. You know, she was a little goofy.
Works with George Harrison's sister, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And she, it kind of turned my whole life upside down. Like, literally, like a week later, she brought me to meet Paul McCartney, and I'm sitting on a couch between both of them going like, man, this is weird.
Wow.
And that's how it all started, and we just were friends, and we had a connection. And after a couple years of being friends, we decided to put something together that, I mean, there's a lot of Beatle groups out there in the world, and some are good and some aren't so good and whatever, but she wanted to try to put something together that was really special, where everybody sort of really fit into the roles. And we're all nice, cool people, and could do something special. So that's how it all started.
And there's more to it, obviously, than just going out and playing a lot of Beatles songs. Since we are on the radio and you can't tell, Marty has one of the great Beatle haircuts you've ever seen in your life. He definitely looks the part.
I think that's why she liked me in the first place. She was like, look at that guy's hair.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Tell me about the other guys in Liverpool Legends.
There's John and Paul and Ringo.
Really? Oh,
no. No, I mean, we've got a really great group of guys. We have the guy playing John, his name Joe Manrico, and he's from Las Vegas. And the guy playing Ringo is Greg George, and he's been doing it for a really long time. Ringo is really well aware of him because he's such a good look-alike. The thing with our group is we try to make it so it's a visual as well as the songs and the music are equally as important as the visuals. So we found guys that all kind of have the features of the Beatles. So when you can watch the show, we try to give it, an essence of what it might have been like to see the Beatles.
And you're telling the story rather than just going out and doing a jukebox and playing hits, but you guys are kind of doing it in chronological order to kind of give the story of where it all came from and where it all went.
Yeah, uniquely enough, like our show, kind of like no other show, it's narrated by George's sister. So it's a bit of a history of the Beatles and her personal takes on it, because she was there through all of it.
Yeah.
And so she's on video. She's not there in real life. She passed away actually this year in January at 91, I think.
Wow.
But anyway, the show's narrated by her, and it follows the timeline of the Beatles' career. And it's not really a documentary per se. It's a rock and roll show, concert, everything's live. But it has a little bit of personal touches by Louise, which is really cool.
We're talking with Marty Scott. He portrays George with the Liverpool Legends. Again, the show is happening Friday the 13th. It's over at the Missouri Theater. You can call the box office there at 882-3781 for tickets if you want to get those, or just order them through Ticketmaster.com. Marty, when you go out and do a group that is portraying another group, there are some things that go with that, no matter who you're talking about. If you were doing a ZZ Top cover band or whatever, first of all, your hair would probably look a little bit different. When you talk about the Beatles, this is something that a whole lot of people feel almost a sense of ownership about. They are the Beatles.
The pressure's on, for sure. I remember when I first saw a Beatle tribute when I was a kid, and it was not acceptable to me. I'm like, you can't do that. So it's funny that I ended up doing it. But it's pretty difficult to do it on a level, because especially with the Beatles, because everybody knows their personalities and everybody knows right. everything about them and everybody knows the music. It's like bred into everybody's DNA. So we don't take any liberties with the music. Like, we have to play everything note for note, which you would think would be an easy thing to do, but it's really not. We have to do it every night. And like I said, if I hit one note that's a different note, the whole world knows it. If I was in ZZ Top, that guy's playing all these blues licks,
right.
you can kind of get away with anything. But the Beatles, it's a pretty challenging thing to do every night. And, you know, and they were all really good. The Beatles were really good.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say. This was not just any old pop group. These guys were changing, creating an entire style of music.
And they were great singers and great musicians. I mean, you know, you have to find a guy that plays bass left-handed to make it look right.
I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, you have to do it.
That's a little detail, but people notice stuff like
that. Yeah, we found this guy, Dave Tanner, and he's I think he's the only natural lefty of anybody doing it out there. It's just hard to find. And then you have to, that same person has to be able to sing really high and then scream and then also sing really beautiful in these ballads. And then the guy who's playing John Lennon has to be a really strong singer. I mean, it's hard to find the four. It's a little bit like finding four Beatles in a haystack.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you know, I'm sure the same thing is true with Ringo because
I just coined that Beatles in a haystack.
Okay, right? Fantastic. Yeah. Okay, write that down right now, and we'll give it to you, Marty. Ringo's the same way though, because that is a completely unique style. There's nobody else that plays like Ringo.
Well, the thing about him is he was a left-handed drummer playing a right-handed kit. So to actually dial that in and do it right, you have to have the drummer lead his fills with his left hand. Otherwise, they never end up on the right drum. It's real strange. So that's the level that if you can really try to dial it in is how I want to do it. And what we try to do is even that, it's like find a guy who leads with his left hand, and sure. if he doesn't, learn how to do it, you know.
Is there a particular era, because they really did evolve over the course of time, that you're especially fond of? Is there an album or a set of songs kind of together?
I mean, I love it all because I'm just a fan of, you know, the Beatles in general. But as a performer in this show, being that I do George, you know, George was younger than John and Paul, so the first part of the Beatles' career, he was a little bit in the background a bit on mm-hmm. as far as his songs. He wasn't writing, you know, Lennon and McCartney are the two biggest songwriters of all time, and George was slowly catching up, but it took him sort of till the later years where he was writing better songs than them. You know, the last album he wrote, Here Comes the Sun and Something, which were probably the two biggest songs on Abbey Road. So for me, the later part of the show is cooler because, you know, I'm playing like While My Guitar Gently Weeps and all these songs that in the first part of the show, it's a little bit less, which follows the, I could feel George's pain, actually.
Yeah, and then Things Come Must Pass comes out full of these unbelievable songs, half of which might have ended up being Beatles songs if they'd stuck together.
Right,
and
exactly.
it's such a brilliant
album.
Like
a triple album.
Yeah.
you know, because
so
he had all these songs stockpiled because they would only give him a couple songs an album. That's why when Louise and I put the show together, it's pretty heavily leaned on George. And, you know, so I always, you know, so it's funny during the show, it's like, you know, I probably talk a little more than George did and do a lot of more songs than George did. But I'm like, hey, it's my sister's band. If it's your sister's band, you could play more songs too.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I tell you what, I think most of us remember the moment, if not necessarily the first time we ever heard a Beatles song on the radio, but the moment where it just clicked that there's something different going on here, and getting the opportunity to maybe relive that moment a little bit this coming Friday night, the 13th, over at the Missouri Theater, Liverpool Legends. And we have been talking to George Harrison from Liverpool Legends, also known as Marty Scott. Marty, have a great time next Friday and enjoy the show, and we'll look forward to hearing you.
Yeah, we're super excited to perform in Columbia. It'll be the first. So, yeah.
All right. Anything we needed to hammer that we didn't get to, or you think we got it covered?
If there was one thing that would help maybe sell tickets, is just a little bit of like, hey, you guys did Carnegie Hall. I heard you got nominated for a Grammy. Just something where people can like Tell
me the story about the Grammy nomination, because like you said before, there are a lot of people kind of out there doing these shows, but you guys got nominated for a Grammy, I heard?
Yeah, so it was kind of a fluke thing. Louise Harrison was asked to narrate this disc, and it was a spoken word disc about like what the Beatles meant to people's lives. And it had some famous people on there talking and some just random politicians, musicians and whatever, and actors. And they needed a soundtrack. They couldn't use the Beatles
original
soundtrack.
Recordings, yeah.
So they said, can you do this? So I didn't even really want to do it. I mean, we were busy doing shows, and I was like, yeah, okay, sure. So I recorded all these songs in basically my bedroom studio. And a few months later, the producer called me up and he said, hey, what are you doing? Like in February, we just got nominated for a Grammy. And normally the spoken word category isn't a huge category because, you know, it might not even get on TV, that category.
Right.
But that year, it was up against Tina Fey, Betty White, and Val Kilmer. They all had.
Oh, wow.
So, and us. So it was, it ended up, we got to go on the red carpet and do interviews, and it was super exciting.
That sounds like a blast.
And Paul was playing there that year, so we got to visit with him. So it was probably the greatest experience of, you know, or one of them in my life.
I want
to, and we lost to Betty White.
Well,
whatever.
Okay, you know,
it's okay to lose to Betty White.
Yeah, being a nominee is something that you can brag about. Now, again, these guys are going to be playing Friday the 13th here next week in Columbia. But you guys do regular shows in Branson also, right?
So we've had our home base in Branson for many, many years. We had our own venue there. It looked like a giant yellow submarine, but the ways of the world had changed, and our theater got sold. And we ended up this year just being on the road.
Okay.
But we are about to make an announcement of a run of shows we're doing there next summer, but we're not quite ready to announce it.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's just say, because I know a lot of people do their summers in Branson, that keep an eye out for these guys.
Yeah, for sure. We'll be there next June,
around.
For sure.
All right. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Marty Scott from Liverpool Legends, thank you a lot for the time, man. Take care.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.